Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Sometimes when preachers think they may be fired, they suddenly decide that elders have no authority to fire them. They even preach sermons and write articles denying that elders have authority. One man sought to justify his position by saying that the Greek word rendered authority, exousios, is never used of elders of the church. And what, dear friends, is that supposed to prove? The Greek word rendered authority is never used of husbands or of parents. Does that mean that husbands and parents have no authority? That, as any reputable scholar will tell you, is arguing from silence. Do elders have authority other than just being examples to the flock? Incidentally, if elders have no authority to fire a preacher, they had none to hire him. So he really has no position. Would preachers be willing to abide by that fact? I'm aware that some of the words which are applied to elders do not necessarily imply that elders have authority. The word elder need not suggest authority. But what about bishop, or overseer, or pastor, or shepherd, or steward? Our English words bishop and overseer are both from the same Greek word, episkopos. How can a man oversee if he has no authority for such responsibilities? If a man were appointed to be an overseer of a manufacturing plant, but was given no authority, he would be totally ineffective. No plant owner has that little judgment. The words pastor and shepherd come from the Greek poimen. Shepherd is a better rendering of the Greek. Does a shepherd have any authority for feeding and protecting the sheep? The word steward means a servant over other servants. He is the ruler of the house. But he rules at the pleasure of the owner. Elders are not lords over God's heritage, but they rule in Christ's stead. The duties of elders as outlined in Acts 20:28-32 and 1 Peter 5, 1-3 unquestionably demonstrate that elders have authority. Not all authority, but enough authority to carry out their responsibilities. Paul pled with the Ephesian elders to take heed to themselves and to all the flock over the which the Holy Spirit had made them overseers or bishops. The expression take heed means to hold your mind to. The elders were to hold their minds on themselves so that they might be examples to the flock. But they were also to hold their minds on their fellow church members. The elders were to feed the flock of God, which he had purchased with his own blood. The word feeds means to shepherd. I've already pointed out that a shepherd had to have authority to feed, to protect, and to care for the sheep. Paul warned the elders of grievous wolves which would enter the flock, and of men arising from their own ranks to draw away disciples after them. They had to have some authority for fulfilling these obligations. The Apostle Peter repeats many of the same thoughts I have just read to you from Acts 20. Both Paul and Peter knew that elders could not do their work without some authority, the authority which God himself had bestowed upon them. Tragically, some elders have acted like dictators, which may have led some to deny that elders have any authority. But the misuse of authority does not destroy the authority which God has given. There are husbands and fathers who act as if they are little gods, but that does not take away from the scriptural teaching about husbands and fathers. Elders of the Lord's church are to be men of integrity and of compassion. They are to treat the members as they would want to be treated. They should consult with members of the church on any problem which arises and about the future plans of the church. If they do not, they can lose the support of the members. Wise leaders know their followers and respect them and strive to lead them in the right way. Thank you for listening, and may God bless and keep you.